Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 18th of October, and right now it's partly cloudy and 24 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today is mostly cloudy with thunderstorm and temperatures ranging from low 26 to high of 30, with a heat index on 34 degrees Celsius. It will be windy with northerly winds at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour, and chance of a rain is on 70%. Later on, they predict mostly cloudy in the evening, then overcast with thunderstorm and northerly winds again at 15 to 20 kilometers per hour. Chance of rain on 80%. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 10%. Frederick shares with the community the garbage update, saying that Pondicherry Garbage Management, which is before the National Green Tribunal, is now posted for the 8th of November 2012 before the Chennai bench. This gives us time to prove that the claims by the authorities in Pondicherry field before the court are blatantly false, but we require facts and data. We need an independent, recognized institution which can provide the soil, water and air pollution level. Can anybody give a suggestion? Further, if we need a regular record for the next weeks of work and activities on the dump site, kindly contact Satya in LRM if anyone is interested to help to strengthen our case in court. For instance, the claim is that the occasional toxic fumes don't come from Kuravadi Kupam but from illegal dumping. And this has to be documented. Tomorrow at Solitude Farm, they will follow Vegan Sushi Come Live Music Friday night. This one is the 8th in a row, and now it's turn on jazz. Matt and Rolf will surely bring special vibes to the place. As usual, jam session afterward. And on Saturday at 4:30 p.m. at Sauchu Bar at Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, Mira Women's Group is organizing a workshop about the mother by Sri Aurobindo and the sunlit path. The workshop is led by Mr. Raja Gopalan and the talk will be in Tamil. Interested people are most welcome. Invitation to ACT, Collective Priorities and Values meeting on Tuesday 23rd at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone. How to participate? Come to the meeting. Secondly, choose from the following priorities: affordable housing or entry or participatory planning or economy or violence in Oroville and disobedience of decisions, or suggest your own. Thirdly, join an action group at the meeting to discuss goals and action plans to support your priority. And fourth and last, then act. Your group will then act on the ideas discussed in plan. For more information, call 948-6623-749 or write to rasservice@oroville.org. Tamil Heritage Center's team is inviting the community to celebrate the Sara Festival at Ilangarkai Educational Center every day until 24th of October from 4 to 6:30 p.m. with bhajans, group singing and devotional discourses, and highlight will be doll show. All are welcome. Oroville Outreach Media informs the community on Imagining Database project. The first phase of the project was founded by the World Education Foundation. This stage involves selecting, categorizing and entering metadata into our collection of approximately 4,000 photographs. Once the collection has been cataloged, it will allow us to access the collection, making the images available to Oroville and outside sources. Currently, there are teams of 4 are evaluating 2 programs to determine which one is suitable for the needs of our service and for the community at large. Once we have completed our collection, we would like to assist other services like Oroville Archives that have valuable historical images in organizing their collections. Their wish is to also standardize the use of imagining software programs within Oroville, so we are all able to access and share images of our township. Another benefit of the project is it will help us identify areas where we are weak in photographic documentation. The images are historical as they record the overall development of Oroville along with the events and activities that have taken place over the past 43 years. Anyone that is interested in assisting with this project, please contact them at outreachmedia@oroville.org. On 2nd of February 2013, the 3rd Lively Up Your Earth Echo Music Festival at Solitude Farm will take place. Krishna and Andrea from the radio have started organization for the festival and they are looking for volunteers to join them. If you'd like to get involved, and all sorts of skills, talents, energies and physical hands share are needed, please contact either Andrea at a@oroville.org or Krishna McKenzie at oroville.org, and there will be regular posts about the event as they go along. On Saturday at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, Le Pavillon de France presents Georges Requiem, a film by François Gautier and Racal. A At the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Niwas, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., they will screen Adventures of the Théâtre du Ciel, directed by Catherine Villepoux and made in France in 2009. At Sadana Forest Eco Film Club, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., we can see documentary Fight for Amazonia, Raids in the Rainforest, made in 2012 by Al Jazeera, and the documentary is in Brazil and English. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Spanish drama El Camino, The Way, made in 2010 by director Emilio Estevez. On Saturday they will screen an international drama romance comedy, Solomon Fishing in Yemen, made in United Kingdom in 2011 by director Lasse Hallström. And at Children's Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m, children will see The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of Unicorn, made in USA in 2011 by director Steven Spielberg. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, we will have a chance to see an excellent Akira Kurosawa drama history war, Kagemusha, made in Japan in 1980. When somebody lives in a higher consciousness, the vibration of this higher consciousness are manifested in whatever this person does, says, or thinks. These higher vibrations are manifested by the very fact of the presence of this person upon earth. Blessings. Other Words of the Mother, Volume 12. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.